Thank you, Jasmine, for honoring your sister. Terry is going to come now and speak as a son.
Friends and family, thank you all for coming to celebrate the life of our mom, Jade. She lived a very full life, and while we are very sad to lose her last week, we've been lifted by the wonderful memories she has left us, as our family has been reminiscing about Mom in the last week, going through her old photos and things. Mom's heart might have given out last Wednesday, but her spirit will always be with us. It has been a real blessing to have all the members of Jade's family around us for the last week, and our grieving process has evolved into a great time of family bonding. Her sons, Terry and Jason, her daughters-in-law, Amanda and Nicole, her granddaughters, Kate and Ellie, her sister, Jasmine, and her niece, Sylvia. Mom spent a lifetime of teaching Jason and I the little things, so much so that even when we were grown men, she would still repeat the same old mantras that she would nag us about when we were little kids. It became kind of its own running joke. She would say things like, if you're going to do something, do it well, or don't do it at all. To which Jason and I would invariably respond, okay, we won't do it at all then. Hopefully little Kate and Ellie won't learn that kind of mischief from their papa. As a son, I will always be grateful for being able to return the favor in a small way by teaching her how to use a Yahoo email account when Kate was born 5 years ago. Email became her lifeline to the world as Mom became a voracious emailer in her latter years. When going through her email account a few nights ago, we were overwhelmed to find out that she had sent more than 3,000 emails in the last 4 years. All I knew was whenever there'd be hell to pay whenever an internet connection went down and if I didn't go and fix it immediately. As we've been reading the messages of support that have been emailed to us in the past week, I thought I would share with you some of the words that our friends and family from around the world have been using to describe Jade. She was always smiley-faced and cheerful. She was full of great stories and recipes, and we really miss those old stories. She had a vibrant personality. She was a faithful servant of God. She always sent birthday cards and Christmas cards every year without fail. She was thoughtful, kind, gracious, and generous. She was regal, sophisticated, elegant, charming, warm, genuine, and approachable. A great lady. She was everyone's favorite aunt. She was like a big sister to not just her family, but to her friends as well, always ready with words of support and encouragement. One of her best friends, Florence Ho, wrote, "She was a very strong lady, and she sailed through all the storms single-handedly after the sudden death of your beloved papa. I have great admiration for your mom, her strength, wisdom, integrity, and honesty. She had been the wind beneath my wings when I was feeling down. At times, she'd lift me up so high that I almost touched the sky. That's your mom." That was Mom. She was all that and more. But for us, we will always remember her for her absolute unconditional love for her family. Throughout her life, Mom has always been the big shoulder for her siblings, her friends, and family, who leaned heavily on her. When Mom was 13 years old, her father passed away, and as the eldest daughter in her family, she effectively became the second mother to all her 9 siblings. When we were kids, Mom would always make sure Jason and I knew we were loved equally. Whenever one of us had a birthday, she would make sure the other brother got a present as well, so we would not feel left out. Even if the older brother sometimes threw a tantrum when he got a smaller present. I hope I've outgrown that one, Jason. Now that I am a father, one of the things I will miss most is how Mum would repeat those old little words of wisdom and stories from our childhood, even if I did tease her that I was hearing it for the 100 millionth time. After her papa passed away, suddenly 25 years ago in Malaysia, she was a devastated widow, but she steeled herself and made it a mission in life to see her boys educated to the best of their abilities. She made a lot of sacrifices sending Jason and I to Canada 20 years ago. It meant a 10-year period of loneliness for her as she lived alone in Malaysia. In that time, she never complained to her boys. She wanted us to have the opportunity to mature into young men, and she did not want us to feel guilty that she was a lone widow back home. While finishing up high school, going to college, starting my first job, I was focused on my own life, and I never really appreciated how difficult it was for her to be a lone widow while her boys were growing up halfway around the world. Our solace is that throughout that time, I know she found great comfort in spirituality with God and charitable work through the Wesley Church in Malaysia. When she moved to Canada 11 years ago, her second mission in life was to see her boys get married. So I guess Jason and I needed some help at the time. Amanda and Nicole. I know Mum loved both of you like the daughter she always wanted to have. And Nicole, since Mum's not going to be around any longer, I guess it's up to me to nag you about more grandchildren. Kate and Ellie need more cousins, you know. So no pressure there. Nothing made Mum more proud and gave her more joy than a grandchildren. Whether it was playing with Kate's sticker books or watching Ellie dance for her. There was simply nothing more wonderful than watching the joy in Nai Nai's face as she watched the kids play. In her last testament to us, she wrote, "What is life without my descendants? They are the lifeline to eternity. My blood flows in their veins." Among her last wishes, Mom wrote, "I wish to be interred at Mount Pleasant Cemetery where my grandchildren can put flowers on my grave and say that Nai Nai loves us." So Kate and Ellie, Nai Nai is now an angel in heaven, and she will always love us, and she will always take care of us. When reading Mum's last testament, we realized we never really fully appreciated the full extent of our love for our papa. Jason and I lost our father when we were 13 and 10 years old. So my picture of their love was still frozen in a childhood state from 25 years ago. Mum wrote, "To suffer 25 years of loneliness and to try and live a good and chaste life is sometimes humanly impossible. I pray fervently and constantly to ask for guidance and for strength to endure from one day to another. Papa's life was like a candle in the wind. I hope he prepares a place for me in heaven to be by him. Nothing is more assuring to know that my loved one is in heaven when my time comes. God is the giver and taker of life. Mama, you spent a lifetime taking care of all of us, and we will always be grateful we had a chance to take care of you. We know you are now in a better place with Papa. Goodbye, Mama. We will miss you, and we will love you always. God bless you."